Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy, happy birthdays go out to Miss Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you put me to the edge of a cliff and say you're going to go over, or you can say if you can name a Miley Cyrus song, you'd be doing this show solo. So I knew that it was a birthday today. I said, yeah, Noelle, do you know? And she went, I got you.
There you go.
I got you.
There we go.
And so happy, happy, happy 33rd.
Yeah.
Birthday. Now, that may seem old to a whole lot of people that she's 33 years.
You just play that one, and the people are running down Peachtree Street in front of us on the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used to play that song.
You remembered that, huh?
Yeah, man.
Say it like I should have.
She's won 2 Grammys, and this is still her definitive song.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
God bless her. I know that she's interesting. So here's the thing about entertainers. If I don't like you, but you're interesting, you got my attention. Which is an old phrase. Either if you can't be good, be interesting, right? She to me is very interesting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it ain't many, like she ain't got talent. She can't sing.
There's too many folks being rewarded for being interesting. But go ahead. Where are we going?
Wow. Well, there's a Mr. Crenshaw statement there. We're moving on to our guest. You want to bring our guest on here? I wonder if he feels the same way. Listen, we want to welcome to our show to talk some college football.
Back to our show. We haven't had him on for a minute, but it's great to have him back on our show. Charles Arbuckle, college football yesterday, working with SEC Plus down at Auburn. He's doing some of that this season, but he's gracious enough to join us on this Sunday morning. Welcome back to the show here in Atlanta. Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We, sir, are doing fine. I want to thank you for getting up and hope that you have a wonderful holiday week approaching. Where do you want to start when it comes to this college football season as far as what you'd like? I mean, we've got a couple things we want to ask you about, but, you know, we haven't talked to you in a minute, and the thing that sticks first and foremost in your mind when it comes to this sport this year?
The college football carousel of coaching.
Right.
You know, just all the things that are happening there. You're going to have teams that overhire or overpay or however you want to look at it. And the bottom line, I just keep telling people, I want to see some African-American black head coaches get opportunities if there's going to be 35 or 40 openings. And I don't know if that's going to happen, because if you think about it, the only guy's name that you're hearing consistently is Charles Huff after James Franklin. So you're telling me with all these coaches across the landscape of 135 schools, there's only 2 qualified black head coaches. And I'll call bull, and I'll let you put the end of it on that. And I've been pretty adamant about that all year, but even you can see this happening years before, but it's going to even be worse if we don't have coaches that are hired and really get opportunities at these schools to do something there and make a difference.
Yeah, but you're not really talking – well, you could be talking at the power conferences level, but you also got the ones at the group of five or whatever, where we've seen some coaches. We've seen Jerry Mack step in here at Kennesaw State here in the metro Atlanta area, first year. They're going to the bowl game. We saw Willie Simmons, who was at Florida A&M, get his job, and now his team became bowl eligible. So it is happening. But you just sounding an alarm that you want to see a little bit.
He
more.
Wants to see Auburn and LSU and Penn State and all them school Arkansas make a call. If I'm hearing him correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see the power conferences put their money where their mouth is, and just and not a courtesy interview, not any of that, but a real true interview for guys that want opportunities. I don't know if it's going to happen, but they're going to overhire other coaches that shouldn't be in positions, and we'll see that. We'll be talking about that 2 or 3 years from now. That why did they hire this guy? He won the press conference, but he didn't win enough games.
So my question is then, why does Virginia Tech do what it did when a guy who has got this albatross on him that he can't win the big game at Penn State could possibly overcome that at Virginia Tech?
Well, James Franklin is a heck of a recruiter, and when he lets his coaches do what they can do, they actually are pretty good. They just can't mm-hmm. – I mean, how many teams are beating Ohio State and Michigan when they're really good in the mm-hmm. Big Ten consistently? I'm not making excuses for James Franklin. I'm just saying Virginia Tech has been in the woods. They've been looking since Beamer has left
right.
to try to get some of that magic. So you got a guy that can recruit that area. You got a guy that knows the DMV very well from his days at Maryland. And again, let's talk about what we said. Are you going to overhire? Maybe. But you've got a guy that won at Vanderbilt. You got a guy that won pretty consistently at Penn State, didn't win the big games. And Virginia Tech is just trying to get back to some relevance. So I think that's why he was hired for that position. And it was a home run hire for them because this is where they are in the program. So I think that's why that happened. And he had opportunities. There were, as soon as he was fired, he was being named UCLA. He was being named all over the place. So you knew he was going to have a chance to get an opportunity to get that position.
UCLA, before we get done, we're going to talk about UCLA. You're a UCLA alum, and it was oddly enough, it was with your alma mater beating him.
They're terrible. Look, man.
I was watching last night, man, and they got so much tarp down to cover the seats at the Rose Bowl. Oh. They got seating capacity down to about 25,000. And they're going to move.
They're going to get mad because they're going to move to SoFi.
They're going to move to SoFi.
Well, Sam, you can win at the Rose Bowl. You can win at UCLA. I will say this. The only shining light last night was all the memories from the Rose Bowl, and I was one of the five plays. So I got to be thankful.
All right, now.
But if you look at that game, we had 90,000 against Nebraska. Yeah. We would consistently do that. You can do that at that place if you're winning. You can't do it in L.A. Y'all know how Atlanta is. L.A. is the same way. If it ain't good, if the product is not good, people aren't going to show up. Let me tell you a couple of things. Martin Jarman should not be the AD anymore. He shouldn't be hiring for that position. And even though he's a de facto AD, it's going to make it hard for a really big-time coach that wants to go there to say, yeah, I want to go coach for this guy who hired Chip Kelly, who hired Deshaun Foster. There's some problems happening in the athletic department that are crazy. So I think they're doing a good job by deflecting, saying, hey, we may move to SoFi. That could be a good decision, but it's just so much more that I could spend 2 hours with you guys talking about it. And I know y'all don't have 2 hours to hear me talk about UCLA.
Well, we're spending time with this Sunday morning, spending some time with Charles Arbuckle, just talking college football and kicking it with him. You were down at Auburn yesterday. Talk about the rush to name coaches right now and the time frame when you talk about transfer portal and things. You got to have some things done, and you saw Virginia Tech name their coach. That was for a reason. You want to get him on campus. You want to get that started. Talk about how this changing landscape is forcing these decisions to be made sooner.
Yeah, I think you have to, because with all the things that are going to happen and how quickly, as soon as the season's over with, you got to be in position so you can keep these guys on, you know, either on your roster or coming to you as a commit. I will say this, ZJ Durkin has done a pretty good job, especially offensively, to get this team going. And I will give Derek Nix a lot of credit. He is former Southern Miss football player. I think he had some health challenges. His brother helped him out with a kidney. Now he's the offensive coordinator, interim offensive coordinator for Auburn, and he's done a really nice job the last 2 weeks of getting these guys prepared. We saw Deuce Knight yesterday against the FCS team in Mercer, who I think is going to be really good in the college football playoffs in the FCS level. So with all this said, I think Auburn, look, stranger things have happened in the Iron Bowl. If they end up beating Alabama, that could be really crazy to decide who's going to be the head coach for this Auburn team. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying if you can score points and your defense looks like they're playing a little bit better, even though they got a lot of guys nicked up on the defensive side, it's just interesting to see how a change in coaching can change your whole dynamic for your team. And it looks like this looks like a different Auburn team than what I saw a few weeks ago.
Charles Arbuckle joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. All right, man, take a minute and talk to these Georgia Tech fans that are listening right now and how they should feel this morning.
Well, I mean, it finally caught up with you guys, right? And I think for it to happen before the Georgia game may be the best thing for you, because they've been playing with house money a lot this year, right? I mean, I love how they played early in the year and some of the things they did. But I think this is a wake-up call. And Brent Key, I think he'll do a really nice job with this game being something that you can say, hey, how do we spin this forward? How do we not end the season in a two-game losing streak? Now, it's going to be hard because you know what they got coming up. But I will say, is it – ideal for you? No. And that Pitt team they gave you every opportunity to win. So I'm interested to see how he's going to be able to get his team back focused. And the fans are just going to have to accept that. I really think you're in a position where you may be thinking like, hey, the season's over with. But again, a rivalry game, and Georgia Tech has been able to play Georgia pretty well. So I say, you know, trust your coach a little bit until you see the product on the field this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Charles Arbuckle. He is social. You can find him at Charles Arbuckle, at Charles Arbuckle. Who do you have in your four as far as your four teams for your playoff? If you're not just up to think of who they are, right?
This season has been such a hard one for me to predict and look at. I like Oregon. I'm not saying they're going to – Ohio State is definitely up there. A&M looks like one of those teams that, you know, this could be a magical year for them. And just the aforementioned Georgia. It's going to be hard to beat Georgia, guys. And I know Bama's there, but I don't trust their run game or sometimes their defense right now. But, yeah, right now I would say Ohio State has to be in the mix. I would give credence to Oregon after the way they played yesterday, and A&M and Georgia right now, the four. I kind of want to see these next few weeks, but as I look at it now, those are the teams that I kind of say, hey, they play pretty well throughout the season, and those are the teams that look like they have a real good chance where they're sitting right now.
You know, as things change in college sports, I kind of like to see this happen, especially it's akin to what we're already talking about with the coaching carousel. Mm-hmm. You know how we'd see NFL player X signs umpteen million dollars, but his signing bonus is boom, and we all know the signing bonus is the guaranteed part now.
Yeah.
I believe that should be as prominent when you hire a college coach. Because here's the thing. That dude, in most cases, is the highest paid state employee. And if everybody knew what his buyout is, if he stinks, because that's what's been making people walk into traffic,
well,
hearing about Jimbo.
LSU.
Well, started with Jimbo Fisher with $76 million.
Yeah.
But all these other guys and their buyout. I think that people would have something to say if they find out Coach X has got to – if he stinks, we still got to give him $50 million. I just would like that to be a part of the announcement when so-and-so is hired, to let everybody know as far as transparency. How do you feel about that, Charles?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think because what you have is you have these opportunities for coaches to just kind of hide behind some of the things that they have going on. And I do think you're on to something, because the buyouts are the things that are killing at the end of the day. You know, those are the things that you look at and you're like, man, how can these schools afford it? And you know how they're doing it. They're finding, you know, shell money. They're finding all kind of different things. And I think that's the part that just you know, bothers people to no end. Hey, you guys asked me about top four. I forgot about Indiana.
But you know what, though? You like a whole lot of folk.
Don't sleep on Indiana, though. Here's why I'll tell you that. Because this year, Fernando Mendoza, before they started, I talked to a lot of folks in Indiana. They didn't know him. I knew him from Cal. I said, this kid's going to be really good. I didn't know their receivers were as good of dogs as they were. Their running game, I knew they were going to have that. But their defense. Watch their defense. If their defense can play the way they have played this year, they've been a little bit banged up here lately. Indiana's going to give a lot of people problems. And the only reason I didn't put them in there is because I got to see how they play against Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship.
And if Michigan beats Ohio State next week, that changes the whole – this turns into Harry Potter staircase, right? Because all kinds of stuff's going to be changing.
Hey, look, I ain't listened to a Miley Cyrus song, and I have not watched any Harry Potter, but I agree with you 120%.
Oh, man. Charles, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, man, and always great to catch up with you. And thanks so much for dropping some knowledge and spending some time with us on this Sunday
morning. Thank you, sir, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Always good to get on in the ATL. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it. Yep. It is. And I don't know if it's going to happen, but if it did, that's the other thing to kind of watch, you know. And then you got Oregon out here. So, listen, this Big Ten, it's going to be an interesting sort of thing happening here. All right, we got money flying through the air. I got to tell you guys about something that I found out about our show this past week. And we're going to get to that all after we talk Hawks with Caleb Johnson. He is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More Miley for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of November. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. By the way, if you've been listening the last couple weeks, we are going to be getting our Saturdays back. So it'll be back to where it used to be. Sam and Greg, Saturday and Sunday mornings. That'll be in mid-January. Stay tuned for that. This upcoming week, you'll have us on Thursday. You'll have us on Friday.
Yes, you will.
And Caleb was listening right now, so one of them days, dudes, we're going to ask you to come back. We're going to be on Sunday. So, yeah, it's the holidays, and that's what we do. We're there for you. And it's going to say a little prayer for Mr. Crenshaw, because you know that he's back on CBS. And so he's going to be leaving there and coming here. He'd be like Kirk Herbstreit on Saturdays.
That would have been.
You do the college game day in one city.
And then hop a jet.
Hop a private jet and put you. That's what he did yesterday. I think he was in Seattle or Oregon.
Oregon for game day.
And then did a game in Miami or Florida someplace. He did the Florida, Tennessee game.
Yeah. And then he got an NFL game this week.
And he got a big paycheck for it. Yeah. So ain't nobody got to say nothing about Herbstreit. Caleb Johnson, man.
Morning.
We'll talk to Caleb in a minute. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
We are doing well. We hope you are ready for the holidays and all that sort of stuff. And listen, I guess we can start on a good note because we bring you on to talk about the Hawks, and they got a win last night against New Orleans.
Yeah, it felt like, not to say much needed, but just kind of after the last couple of games where, clearly this Hawks team wasn't at full strength and just had some kind of weird, I think, defensive performances, whether it was Detroit or especially, I mean, couldn't stop anything against San Antonio. It was good to have a Pelicans team that you can beat up on because, you know, we obviously know between these two teams, why a win for the Hawks means quite literally double, because not only are you helping yourself out for the playoffs and all those sorts of things, but every time the Pelicans win, every time the Pelicans lose, Hawks fans should be cheering because that means a better odds at a top 2026 draft pick. After the Hawks pulled off, I mean, the heist of the century, it feels like, and getting the Pelicans to, you know, trade them not only their first rounder this year at 23, but then their first rounder next year. And I'm sure, you know, you guys will ask me about Derek Queen because what a moron move he was last night to wrap that game up. But, you know, I mean, the Pelicans saw a lot of promise in him, and he's had some impressive stats to start this season. But the Pelicans just overall are a disaster of a franchise on the court and off the court. And it was good to see, you know, the Hawks get a bit of an easy win, especially as they have a back-to-back tonight.
Horrible team, organization, call somebody a moron. I believe that is the true definition of, as Marv Albert used to say, a facial that he just gave to that organization. Hey, listen, Caleb, I want to ask you a question. I made a statement earlier. I want to get your thoughts on it because you are of the generation I was speaking. When we talk about this team the Hawks were playing, and Zion, of course, comes to mind, and I said Zion Williamson is close, if not already there, to being this generation's Greg Odom.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty harsh, is it not, Greg?
I didn't call nobody a moron.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, at least Zion is playing, you know, like
off and on.
Literally
off and on. Come on. He is not what he was supposed to be. And when he is there, it's just glimpses of it. Greg Odom is the nearest. I mean, listen, I didn't want to go back to Sam Bowie, but it's the expectations of big men coming out of college that were supposed to be all world. And it just seemed like they just couldn't stay out of the tub or the, you know, the injury room, whatever it was that kept them off the court. And he seems to be that dude. The anticipation of what he was supposed to be versus what he is, that was the only person I could think of.
Yeah, I think what I would say for Greg Odom is, like, he was just blessed with, unfortunately, with some bad genes, because I feel like the injuries that he dealt with, with the league, with the Portland Trailblazers, like, it just, he at least played, I want to say, his rookie year, or maybe not, maybe it was sophomore year that he actually was able to, like, play some games, but, like, his injuries weren't related to, hey, man, stop eating McDonald's, stop eating Popeyes, like, you know, and watch your weight. Like, that's clearly what it's been with Zion, and those weight issues have translated into other issues that he's had out on the floor. I mean, obviously the big conversation this offseason was, especially when he went to media day, was like, oh man, look at, you know, Zion's lost all this weight and finally is not going to be, you know, dealing with issues again. And this time around, it's a hamstring injury. So, I mean, maybe it's more fair than I'd be willing to say. I know that Zion has obviously, like, played more games, through the start of his career at least, than Greg Odom was able to, because I think Greg only got two seasons, and then maybe like a cup of coffee, I think, that he had with the Heat, I think it was. But yeah, so it's I think the confusion that everyone has had with this Pelicans organization and Joe Dumars running the show has been, he was acting like at the draft that they were essentially doing what the Hawks did last year, which when the Hawks added Zachary Risacher, that was more of a bonus than a franchise, you know, altering, we're going to build our team around Zachary Risacher. For the Pelicans, they were acting like, oh yeah, well, we just need this one big piece to be a contender. And it was like, no, you're not even remotely close. Like, why would you be a team who's been terrible and has dealt with injuries like Zion Williamson? Why would you go and trade next year's first round pick to get a guy like Derek Queen, who, like, and you know, for the people who have talked about, like, Derek Queen is a solid player. I think, you know, he has the potential to be a I wouldn't necessarily put him as a star, but I think a very solid rotational piece. And you just don't make a move like that. I mean, people see him as being superstar level, and I just don't see what everyone else does. I think there's a lot of empty stats with him because he's playing on a really bad basketball team. And then he goes and does really stupid stuff, like at the end of last night's game, he steals the ball and goes down and dunks. And I love that the Hawks were so unbothered, because like some old school teams, that would be your moment. Hey, you're going to fight. You know, if it's Steven Jackson or somebody else, there's going to be a brawl happening. And yet with the Hawks, they were literally like, Jalen Johnson was laughing on the bench, being like, you know what, just what a joke. And I even think after the game, he said, you know, he's a young guy, like he's going to learn. But I think what the Hawks saw last night was just another great reminder of how that pick is going to turn out, you know, very likely next season.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the wayforward.com hotline. Always great when we can catch up with that Caleb Johnson. And he is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18, at ATLJohnson18, as he keeps an eye on all things Hawks. 28 assists last night in that win, Caleb. Talk about them being able to distribute this ball and move it around without Trae Young, what that means for his return and to plug him back into this thing as his team has been doing some things successfully in his absence.
Yeah, I mean, I just on the overall, you know, conversation of playing without Trae Young, I have been quick to remind people of this, which is if the Hawks were playing terrible right now, if they weren't 10-7, you know, and playing pretty well without Trae, even though they're clearly showing their issues offensively in the last two games before this one showed that to be the case. Like, just because they're playing well doesn't mean that they don't need Trae Young, because if this team was losing, you'd be calling for Quinn Snyder and, you know, calling for Ansi Salehe's job, because they wouldn't have done it well to be able to replace a guy like that. Now, granted, you know, your star, when you're not able to you're never able to replace the star player on any team, whether, you know, no matter what anyone has to say. What this Hawks team has done well is move the ball a lot. Like Trae, yes, he eats up a lot of time on the ball because he is the best passer in the NBA, and he does an incredible job distributing the basketball. And so I think some people see the stats numbers and are like, oh, see, this is another sign that the Hawks, you know, don't need Trae Young, that he's ball hogging. No, he is an incredible distributor. And if you look at any team and look at their top best players, those are the guys who are at the top of the league in usage rate. And so when you don't have that, you literally, it's, you know, people talk about the next man up mentality. Literally, that has to happen because you have to share the basketball. And so, and then you're getting just incredible performances, whether it was a guy, as it's been lately with Veet Kresje, who, I mean, Veet Kresje is shooting 60% from the field in this last seven games with 29 three-pointers. You know, he had seven of them last night with 21 points. So you're getting role guys having huge games. Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been, you know, outside of maybe last night, was probably wasn't one of his better games, but has been able to show really great moments. You got big moments from Kristaps Porzingis last night. And certainly, you know, when he's healthy and available out there, he shows you some really good things that are going to be beneficial for the playoffs. So I think it's a really good sign that this team is hanging in there without having Trae Young. And I would expect Trae to be available probably about the second week of December, ideally, if everything in his rehab process is going right. But it's a good sign that, you know, that they've been able to hang on. But offensively, if you really start to look at things, like, they are just not the same team because of how much, you know, Trae handles in that area.
Well, I'm about to do something that isn't fair, but uh-oh, I'm going to do it anyway. Because, see, if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Hawks at Charlotte. It's going to be down on B103, mm-hmm, right? Because we're going to have, obviously, yep, we got Falcons and New Orleans. That pregame is at 2 and kick at 4:30-ish. Tampa Bay at Rams tonight. Now, Tuesday, Hawks are at Washington.
Okay.
All right. Thursday, we come on board, and we do Thanksgiving, and we do Friday. Friday night, Hawks play Cleveland here.
Okay, yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe we could reach out to our buddy Caleb, and he could come and do a little preview if he's available on Friday.
Maybe.
This week.
We'll see.
He may have had
too much turkey on Thursday, and he'd still be sleeping off. Well,
you're available, would you come and bring your expertise and knowledge and break that game down for us, Caleb?
Of course. Yeah. As long as you guys catch me before, because I'll be over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 3:30, you know, for clean old-fashioned hate.
Yeah, you know what I mean. No, that's
right.
Be in the morning.
No, yeah, we be on 6 to 10.
Yeah.
So we're going to reach out to you.
Right. Yeah. That'll be fine then.
We just won't put you in the 6 or 7 o'clock hour. We know that much.
Yep.
I would appreciate it.
Caleb, as always, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
All right, there you go. That is Caleb Johnson. All right, let me just send you guys to the website. You go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, or you can go, if you're on X, to Get Cast with Greg and see a limited but still a casting call with jobs in front of the camera and behind the camera, or at least how to find the jobs behind the camera, because it is a holiday week. Normally there's nothing going on, but there is stuff going on, and we'll tell you about that. Also, very special. I found out that Sam and I are on a list, and I'm just going to tell you about it. I did not know this, and you'd be surprised who are behind us on this list, but I found out something very important this past week. I'm going to talk about that coming up next in the casting call segment. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 again.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Put your hand on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out.
Shout out to Thelma. All three, look at Noel, all three of us are dancing in here. Y'all, I can't wait for the cameras to come on in here.
Pain to see you put a hating on me, but it's not real fact. Ha, I like it like that. We'll work out.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Work.
It is a Sunday. I wish I could do that. Oh, man. Scream like that on key.
All right.
All right. 23rd day of November. It's a Sunday morning. Sam and Greg, shout out to Thelma. That's my mother. This is her favorite song. And and Jackie Wilson made her feel a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
her. It was him and Billy Eckstein. I'm serious. Those were the two from my mother.
Combination. That's
yeah,
the combination.
Yeah, it was Billy Eckstein and Sam Cooke. And my father could have gone out and played golf. All right, this is the time when I let you guys know about what's going on here. And I'm always going to do that, and I'm going to continue letting you know. Sam does the same thing. He does it differently, letting you know where you can fill your pockets with money. We call it holiday money right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the industry, while it's not like it was a few years ago, it is still here from top to bottom, and there are job opportunities for you. So I want to let you know, once again, you go to Get Cast with Greg, or you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You're going to see a list for the week of November 24th. With Rose Lock, I got a couple jobs from Rose Lock. They're looking for people to play parents and grandparents at a recital, looking for actually continuing to look for that person who knows how to handle a snake. For
really?
They need this person to be a technical advisor.
Okay.
I would check it with Rose Lock. Maybe they got the person, but a technical advisor for people who attend Pentecostal churches where snakes are quite prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. They're shooting that scene. And then Destination Casting, January's got a new project. It's a short film, and they're casting adults and kids in supporting roles, and some of these are speaking roles, so that's going to be more gay.
Okay, a little more, right?
More gay for you there, pal. Mm-hmm. December 10th and 11th is when they're going to be shot. So those are in front of the camera. I always send you guys to the casting director's social media pages because it's a little slow, because it's a little different than it's been the last few years, there are some casting directors doing jobs in other cities. You want to drive up to Chattanooga, maybe up to Nashville,
mm-hmm.
Down to Orlando, down to Jacksonville. I saw one over in Birmingham, commercial being shot over there. So in the area, there are opportunities for you, not just in Atlanta, down in Macon, or throughout Georgia. So just, you know, if you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. I'm constantly reaching back to people and doing my best to answer their questions. But it's a time of year where you don't have to worry about an agent and getting pictures and all that stuff. Do some extra work. You got to spend some money on, things cost a little bit more now, right, Sam?
Yeah,
this can only help. Again, these casting call jobs are there. I got to tell you a couple quick stories here having to do with this industry. So I was looking at, I had an audition. I don't know if I'm going to get it. It doesn't really matter for purposes of this story. For Tulsa King being shot here.
Right.
Stallone's season mm-hmm. 4. They got some issues on that set.
Oh, really?
Been reported. I'm not going to get into them right
uh-oh,
now.
Uh-oh.
But there's this. I've never seen this.
Oh, dear.
I've never seen this before. So one of the casting companies that I reach out to, I talk to the people that are there and get some ideas. But they, for whatever reason, had to put a list out of the on their website. If you go to On Location Casting, On Location Casting's Facebook page, and if you were on or in Tulsa King last year, they might be looking for you.
Huh?
For lack of a better way to put it, you know, everybody don't play well under the film industry umbrella.
Ooh.
All right? And there's things that happen and people just get their feathers ruffled and they don't talk to the other person.
Okay.
And so one company was doing the extras job last year and somebody else is doing it this year, and apparently they didn't play well and share the information they had, most notably the database of the names of the people who they used. And so now they're putting them publicly. So I'm literally doing a public service for this production, and the people who were in it last year that may not know, they got a chance for some money this year.
Okay.
So go to On Location Casting, their Facebook page. If you are on or in Tulsa King, or you know somebody who was in Tulsa King, there was a big party scene last year. They got literally 50 names here of people locally here in town that, but they don't know how to get in touch with them because the other casting company didn't want to provide.
Oh, you
serious? I'm giving you business of show business stuff right now.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
So this is literally going on. That's one.
Okay.
There's another casting company don't want to be on Greg's casting call either. I had them on, I won't say what week recently, but they're not one that regularly is on. Okay. And I had them on and I got one of them. I didn't get a cease and desist, but they just kind of put a general knowledge out. We don't want people that ain't associated with us to talk about our stuff, right, even though I'm helping them. So that was interesting. That was this week.
Wow.
Now, switching gears and making some positive news here. Did you hear who got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Which, by the way, today was the day they began the Hollywood Walk of Fame on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine.
1960.
Yep.
Okay, so there's only so many left on this street, you know. But you know who got one this past week?
Was that?
Chadwick Boseman.
Wow. Really?
On Thursday, he got his
very
on,
fitting
on Hollywood Boulevard.
Very fitting.
So I want to make sure I got that there. Now, I have to tell you this. I was up here doing what I do maybe one, at most 2 days a week. So I was up here. We had a meeting, station meeting, a week or so ago, and I really didn't need to be a part of it, but I found myself up here. And one of the salespeople, shout out to Katie Young.
Okay.
Now, Katie, go back. Like, Katie and I go way back. She used to be at 96 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
That is going
right? back. Salesperson. And she's still in the business and doing quite well. So she comes, we pass each other, and she says, congratulations. I was like, well, okay, thank you. You know, it's like, I didn't know what she was talking about. She goes, on your show. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you, and she's obviously working. I know she's got a family, and maybe she doesn't hear Sam and Greg all the time, but she didn't know when the show was on. She just knew I did this show with you on weekends. Long story short, she told me that we were up for an award. And I'm like, what, huh? And she couldn't grab it and wrap her mind around it. She'll get back to me. So this week, a couple days ago, she sends me this link and says, okay, I was wrong. You're not for an award, but you are on a list. And I said, what is it? Now, Sam, are you familiar with the, and I don't know if I'm reading this right, FeedSpot, let's see here, this is something else. 100 Best Atlanta Podcast. This was dated November 12th, okay? 100 Atlanta, the Best Atlanta Podcast. This is a slight shame, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the first one is the top five are obvious. Atlanta Falcon Nation, that's number one. There's one on true crime stories, that's number two. Okay. And then number three is another one on the South. There's another one on the Falcons, number four. And Ronnie now is one on the Five Stripes, right?
Okay.
So, this again, top 100. So, it turns out we are on that list. Would you like to guess at what number we are?
Oh, 99.
Or, no. We are number 49. Crenshaw and Clarkson on this list is number 49. The top of this thing.
Noel has something to do with this?
I'm just reading you what it says here. This is
Noel.
No, now hang on a second.
What?
That's not the story.
No, why not? Why not?
The story is who's behind us. We're going to be filling in for two of them shows this week. But there's like, it's 100, so you can imagine. Like the state of Atlanta discussing Georgia State stuff in their High Point, Atlanta. But I was scrolling through this. Shout out. They're below us. This is why this can't be right. Because our morning show is below us. The morning shift, 92.9 The Game, sits at 62. I'm just saying, I was quite surprised at that, and I was happy that we were on this list. And so I just want to throw that out there. You got nothing to say?
I'm speechless.
Okay, well, it'd be a shame.
No. I'm happy to know that something.
Yeah, man.
An acknowledgement.
Atlanta Soccer Podcast Network.
Grateful for that.
They're behind that.
All right.
Steak and Sandra. The steakhouse is blowing. That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if this is like some kind of, you know, April Fool's joke. I'm going down this list here. I'm surprised at the names here. We don't get a chance to shine that often like that. And so, you know, we are quite honored.
We are quite honored.
We are really honored that this happened. I had to throw that out there. And thanks to our audience that listens to us.
Right? Thanks for our coworker for letting us know.
Yeah, Katie. Katie know about that. And again, I heard nothing about this. And again, this could all be the internet making fun of us, but that was on there and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned
it. Now, you know what's interesting about that nugget, right?
What's that? Please help me out here because Sam being real quiet.
That Crenshaw and Clarkston are on this list of top podcasts. You know what's funny, right?
What's that?
Your spinoff show is uploaded to your podcast envelope. So the intersection is a part of
All right now.
Really?
Yes. So the Cosby Show and A Different World here. Apparently,
oh, we're going to take over. Let's go.
Are kind of on that list there. So there we go. That's what we post in our sister show.
You know, I've been needing a manager. I got an agent already, but I really do need, collectively need a manager.
Yeah, true. Very true now.
So if you're out there and y'all want to help out some folks we've been rising, we need some guidance here.
Y'all want to help us? We got, you know.
I mean, get your 10% three times.
The Steakhouse, God bless Steak and Sandra, and we know what they do, you know, the ratings, but I'm just saying their podcast, 67. The morning show. I can't believe these guys are looking up at us, given the numbers that they had there. And again, our morning shift is at 62. I couldn't even see the other ones. Like the number one show in the city that we have here coming in middays ain't there on this list. So I don't know. But I just want to toot our own horn for a minute. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.com. Check out the website again. If you can't get in front of a TV, we got Falcons New Orleans pre-kick at 2:00, kick at 4:25. We got the Hawks at Charlotte. That's going to be down on V103. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. And then tonight we got Sunday Night Football, Tampa Bay at the Rams. And that'll be, it's evening after all the other stuff is done. Would you like to add something to this? Because I have one more little nugget I was going to throw out there with you.
Go ahead and
since we have. All right, we're talking football. And we're going to get into more of this game with the Saints with Joe Patrick coming up at 9:20. Drew Brees, who, by the way, bounced networks over the last week or so. And they were sitting there talking to Drew Brees about quarterback play and what's going on in Patrick Mahomes. He was commenting on that. And then they asked Drew Brees his Mount Rushmore. Drew Brees, his Mount Rushmore. Would you like to take a guess?
Mount Rushmore of
quarterbacks. And assuming he's one of them, who are the other three on Drew Brees' Mount Rushmore? And I say that for a reason, because I was really, really surprised at one of them. He did the obvious. He said Joe Montana, and he said Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Do you know who Drew Brees picked as the fourth person if he was on there, that other person? Doug Flutie. Because of the relative size they both share and the success he believes Doug Flutie had and not been acknowledged during his career. One up in Canada, one here, played for a while. Dude did a drop kick and he came. No, he really liked Doug Flutie's game.
Okay.
And thought it was worthy of being up there. I was just a little surprised at that. But, you know, that guy that size.
Right, right.
You gravitate toward what you, you know. Two was probably going to pick Drew Brees on his Mount Rushmore. If he's ever asked him to provide one.
Has to do what, right?
Yeah. Anyway, man, that's what's going on. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com, as far as the casting call stuff and what's going on and what's around the corner. And I will tell you this too, Sam, that the conversation surrounding these two NFL players is heightened just to have conversation who gets into the Hall of Fame first, even though one of them still technically on the team. And it's the whole Eli Manning, Russell Wilson debate.
Really?
Okay. If Russ was retired and he was eligible, which one of those guys goes in? To you. I mean, I don't think I've even asked you that question. And is it an easy?
Well, I think Eli gets. I'm thinking about location now, geographically, where these guys located, where they played.
You don't have any. So you think Eli gets in before Russ?
Probably will.
And it's probably because of what Russ has done these last few years, not those first 9 or 10 years.
That was geographically where Eli played.
See, I am.
New York, East Coast.
And it's only five games, though.
Yeah.
The reason he's getting in is because of what he did in probably five or six games. That's it.
Okay.
It's just kind of like I said.
People will say Joe Namath got in because of what he did.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Now, Namath had incredible numbers. Yeah. You go look at Namath's numbers, but he remembered for winning one game.
Mm. There you go. All right, heading into this 9 o'clock hour, which, by the way, we ain't had in a while, so we might not know how to act. We usually been getting off around this time, but we are going to be here for one more hour. We are going to talk to Joe Patrick, as we said. He and Andy Bunker, of course, doing the Wade Ford tailgate show, but Joe will talk to us about Falcons and Saints today. Got some more college football and basketball talk we want to get out there and get you set up for today's action. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.